If it's Monday, it's been a jam-packed weekend full of art, and we're heading into a jam-packed week of art. No rest for the wicked, as my landlady used to say. Hey, Annie, how are you?
I am great, Lisa. It is a great week for art. It was a great weekend, absolutely. There is a couple call for entries. Maybe you've been making some art as well as looking at art, and you want to get it out there and have other people look at it. Well, Prove Gallery, which is a really fabulous space in our community that shows innovative work that challenges our ideas about things, they have a call for entries that is open today. It is open until midnight, so you can get your work seen by them tonight. And the theme for their show, I think, is going to be really fascinating. The title of the exhibition that they're looking for artwork for is called You Don't Know Me. You Don't Know Me. And the idea comes from this idea by a writer, John Koenig, with his idea that, you know, every person that you pass on the street has this extraordinary life as complex and complicated and wonderful as your own. So how do you sort of express that interior world to others? So look at Prove Gallery. They have the call for entries information on that exhibition online today. Add it to your Monday to-do list. There is also the Blue Cross Blue Shield building in downtown Duluth, the one right on the corner of the new Maurice's building, or I don't know when we can stop saying new, has a really wonderful space for showcasing artwork. And in the summertime, this is the second year that they've done it, they are showcasing youth art. So they have the Duluth Youth Creative Challenge. And between now and August, I don't have the exact date, but they are accepting artwork. I will send it to you, Lisa. They are accepting artwork from artists age 5 to 16. And this week they'll be jurying the work and displaying the work at their downtown location. And it's just, you know, having your work up on a wall for others to see. There's something gratifying about that for artists of any age. So for youth in our community who make art or create something, to be able to have that seen on a wall and for other people to see them is really special. So definitely think about bringing your work down to the Blue Cross Blue Shield building today or this week. And then Saturday, there is a special two-day pop-up exhibition at Prove. So Saturday and Sunday, Heidi Blunt, who is a really fabulous, joyful artist in our community, is putting together this pop-up exhibition called The Blubby Clubhouse. And it is, I have seen Heidi's two-dimensional work, her drawings, before, but this is going to be an experimental installation. She's sort of taken her drawing and expanded it out into an improvisational, free-form, installation work. She describes it as the intersection of marginalized large bodies and a secret clubhouse of a feminine kind, of a feminine kid circa 1985. So in the two-dimensional work and as well as coming into this three-dimensional work, Heidi is exploring bodies that are larger, this abundance of joy, and more is more. So this embracing bodies of a larger size and sort of the joy that can come from that. I love the name. She calls the both the two-dimensional work and the larger things, she calls them blubbies, and sort of reclaims that word into one of just, I think joy, I keep coming back to that word joy, but I think that that's a great word for it. Just this wonderful, like, let's just engage and be happy about that. So that is Saturday. Definitely come in and stop over for some clubhouse fun on Saturday and Sunday. And then there is, I want to mention one of my favorite artists in town is Natalie Salmanen Rood. She is an encaustic artist, works in this ancient Egyptian wax technique called encaustic. Not caustic. Make sure you put the E-N because she is far from caustic. She is wonderful and warm, and I think she has added a open studio time to her studio haiku, which is up in Woodland. So every Wednesday at 10 a.m. this summer, she is opening up her studio to folks. The first Wednesday of the month, she's opening up her studio to folks at 10 a.m. to have tea, to have conversation. If you haven't had a conversation about art and the creative process with Natalie, you are missing out. So make sure to get your if what you normally have is a coffee break in the mornings, change it into a tea break and do it at Studio Haiku on Wednesday. And then there's a couple opportunities for making art in a fun way. On Sunday at 11 a.m., you can make macrame. Macrame used to always be sort of the butt of jokes in art making, like, oh, you're going to make macrame. But Ursa Major is doing an art making event at their space, at the brewery, and they're making macrame, which I love that we have an opportunity to reclaim that art form. That
people laugh and laugh and laugh at macrame until they need something to hang a plant pot from, and
exactly.
Then all of a sudden macrame is okay. I'm just saying,
macrame is okay. I love that tagline.
All macrame. Right, there we go.
Okay,
exactly.
Exactly. And then Huckleberry is having a 90s themed, speaking of, like, you know, marginalized, 90s themed desk accessory making activity on Sunday at 1. So you can go from macrame to the 1990s. Really, there's your two ends, 70s to 90s. We have nothing for the 80s. Well, the 80s is Heidi Blunt's show, so we got nothing for the 2000s, but maybe we'll catch up this week later.
Yeah. Well, it's Monday. It's Monday. You've only got one thing on your to-do list today, and that's get your entry in for the Prove show. So you got tons of time. Get working on that, Annie. We'll check in with you next week or a little sooner if we need to, okay?
Thanks, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art every Wednesday morning. Let's make that Monday. Every Monday morning. So I got all excited about the macrame here. Every Monday morning. At 8:20, right here on 103.3 KUMD.